Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel. We are on page 520. Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel is Din Erev B'Yom Tov Shechal Be'erev Shabbos. The halachas of making an Erev on Yontif, which is on Friday, V'Din Ben Hashmashos La'arev, and the Din of making an Erev during Ben Hashmashos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein ma'arven eruvei chatzeres v'shitufei mavuos b'yom tov shechalios b'erev Shabbos. One is not allowed to make an Erev chatzeros or a shitufei mavuos on yontif that's chal on Erev Shabbos. V'im shochach v'lo Erev mi'erev yom tov, if a person forgot and did not make the Erev when he was supposed to do it before yontif started, v'cholu shnei yomim tovim b'yom chamishi v'yom shishi, and then the 2 days of Yontif are chal on Thursday and Friday. So he should do as follows. Ya'orev b'yom tov al tnai. He should make the Erev with a tnai. She'yomar he should say im hayom chol. He should say on Thursday, if today is really a weekday, yehei ze Erev, this should be the Erev for Shabbos. V'im hayom kodesh, and if today is Yontif, ein b'dvarai klum, I'm not saying anything. Ulamochar yomar, and then on Friday, the next day, he should say, im hayom kodesh, if today is really Yontif, hare eravti me'asmol, then I already made my Erev from Thursday, which was chol. V'im hayom chol, and if Friday is chol, yehei ze Erev, he's making it the Erev today. V'hani mili b'shnei yomim tovim shagolius. This tonight helps when it's a 2 day yontif, a regular yontif sheni shagolius, where it's a sveik of the yoma. Aval b'shnei yomim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah lo, but if it's the 2 day yontif of Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't help. The kiyoma arich tadamia, then it's like one long day of yontif, and you don't have the suffix that you can make this tznai, and you can't make an erev of yontif, so the mele it wouldn't work. V'ayin lekamon, simin tov kuv chav ches. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, Ein Ma'arvin. We said in the Mechaber, you can't make an Erev Chatzeros or a Shetufei Muvuos on Yontif. Mipnei Sher Nira Kimesakin B'Yomtov L'Tzarech Mocher. Because making an Erev on Yontif looks like you're fixing something up on Yontif for afterwards for Shabbos. V'im Shachach V'Erev. And if you forgot and you made an Erev, Yesh L'Estapik in Mahani, it is a suffix if that Erev is going to help. Sevkatan Beis B'Yomtov Shechalios B'er Shabbos. Bein Shechal Shneham Yomim Yom Chamishi Shishi. Whether the 2 days of Yontif were Chal Thursday, Friday, O Shishi v'Shabbos, or the 2 days of Yontif are Chal on Friday and Shabbos, Elo Yaniach Me Erev Yomtov. Rather, what he should do is make the Erev in either case before Yontif, and he should not make the Erev on Yontif. Sifkat and Gimel. V'im Shachach V'lo Erev, Pirish, B'Yomtov Ba'alma V'lo Be'er Shabbos. It means on Yontif in general, not on Erev Shabbos. So Sifkat and Dalet. So he said he should make a Tznai U'Below Bracha. And the tnai that he's making, and he puts down the air, if he doesn't make a bracha, that's in the Birki Yosef, B'simen Tov Kuv Chav Zayin. The tnai is that he says, if today, Thursday, is Chol Yeheza Erev, L'Tzarech Shabbos, for the purposes of Shabbos, Sivkot and Vav, Ulamocha Yomar, and tomorrow, on Friday, he should say, also a pas, on that very same bread, She'im Yomar al pas acher, because if he's going to say it on Friday by a different bread, Yitzarech Lishmor Gama pas arishon, then he's going to have to guard the first bread as well, She'akayim Ad She'choshcha Lel Shabbos, until it gets dark on Lel Shabbos. In other words, we wanted to use the same bread with a tznai that it's either chal on Thursday or it's chal on Friday. He only has to watch over one bread to make sure it's around during Bein HaShmashos as we're going into Shabbos. But if he makes the tznai using one part of bread on Thursday and one bread on Friday, so then he would have to just guard both breads to make sure they're both around in case either day would be the actual day of chol. So says the Mishabura again, She'ekayim ad she'choshchel Shabbos, the Shema Yom Esmol ha'yachol, because maybe Thursday was chol, v'chal eruvo, and that's when the Erev was chal. V'tzar she'eskai maknisa Shabbos, it has to be around till Shabbos starts, and therefore, if he does it on two different breads, he would have to make sure that both breads are around. So better, easier, simpler to do it on one bread, that way you only have to watch that bread to make sure it's kayim till Shabbos starts. Sevkot and Zayin. This whole tnai is b'shnei yomim tovim shagolius. The minatora kadosh rak yom echad. That midaraisa, there's only kedusha one day. V'asheni mishum sveika, and the second day is only because of sveika diyoma. Sivkot and ches v'ayin lekamon simin tov kuv chav ches. Tisham mavur. There it's explained. Dim hanochas eruvei chatzeros b'yom tov shechalios be'er shabbos u'afilu imhiniach eruvei tavshilin. So there we explain that the iser of making an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif, that's on Friday, is even if you have an Erev Tashilin. Meaning an Erev Tashilin does not allow you to do an Erev Chatzeros. Says note number 4, And this is coming to knock out the sheet of the Or Zarua, Shesover Hold Sheminiach Eruv Tavshilin, that if you made an Eruv Tavshilin that allows you to prepare from Yontav to Shabbos, Mutter La'ariv Eruv Chatzeros V'Yontav, then in fact you would be allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeros on Yontav for Shabbos, tapping into the Eruv Tavshilin. V'atam She'ein Mo'il Azeh Eruv Tavshilin, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down that the Eruv Tavshilin will not help to make an Eruv Chatzeros, because of the Mishnah Berurah, come on, the Mishnah Berurah writes later on, She'ein Mo'il Eruv Tavshilin El L'sakin Es Tzorche Asuda. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the poskim that say an Eruv Tavshilin only is there to help you prepare for the Suda, but to allow one to make an Eruv Chatzeros, that would not be grounds to rely on the Eruv Tavshilin. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Echad Eruvei Chatzeros, Ve'echad Shetufei Mavuos, whether we're dealing with an Eruv Chatzeros or Shetufei Mavuos, Ma'arvin Osam Ben Hashmashos, you can make these Eruvin during Ben Hashmashos, Va'afilu Im Kfar Kiba Olav Tosef HaShabbos, even if you were already Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos, you could still make it. Ve'yesh Ostrim Im Kibel Olav Tosef HaShabbos, some say you cannot make an Eruv or a Shetuf once you were already Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Ma'arvin osa min hashmashos, ayin la'el simen reish samach alas of alfa mishabura ube aralocha mashikasavnu shom. Sivkotun yud afilu im klar, even if you're makabal Shabbos, rotzaloma shekfar kiba olav kodim shenasa ben hashmashos. You were makabal Shabbos early before ben hashmashos started. De'ikotati l'reyasa. And now you have two negatives number in terms of making an Erev. One is that you were makabal Shabbos. Two, it's now entered Ben Hashmashos, Afilu Hachishari, even so this sheet holds, you can still make the Erev Chatzeros during Ben Hashmashos, even if you were Makabel Shabbos before Ben Hashmashos. Sifkotin Yud Aleph, Yesh Oshim Im Kibel, some say it's Osir for Makabel Shabbos, Uleditu Afilu Mipnea Kabbalah, Uleditu Osir Mipnea Kabbalah, and according to the sheet, it's Osir because of the Kabbalah that you made, Afilu Adayin Lohigiyaz Ma Ben Hashmashos, even if you didn't yet reach the time of Ben Hashmashos, even if it's before Ben Hashmashos, but you were Makabel Shabbos, it's already going to be Usr. The time and the reason is that Kevan Shekibel Ola Beferish, since you were Makabel Shabbos explicitly, Chomer Dover Ze Yosir Mizman Ben Hashmashos the Asim Amelo, that's more Chomer than when Ben Hashmashos comes in, because Ben Hashmashos comes in the Mela, but your Kabbalah Shabbos was done Beferish, therefore that's more Chomer, and therefore they Asr making the Eruv Chatzeros after you were Makabel Shabbos. Sevkotan Yud Beis, Im Kibel Ola Tosav Shabbos, Mebir Agra Mashma Shemetzadi Ladina Kadeazo. The Bir Agra's Mashma that he leans towards this Shita that is more machmir, va'ayin le'el basimin shin samach alas of dal b'ber alocha, dibra masril ein ma'arvin. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Eirav l'shnayim, a person put down an Eirav for two people, le'echa mi bodyom, for one of the people he put down the Eirav while it was still day on Friday, v'nechol ha'Eirav ben hashmashos, and that Eirav was eaten during ben hashmashos, u'le'echad, and for the other one, Eruv ben Hashmashos, he put down the Eruv ben Hashmashos, Shneim Kanu Eruv. So both Eruvim are going to be good. Shelo'oso Shenachal Eruv ben Hashmashos. For the one that he put the Eruv down before ben Hashmashos, and it was eaten during ben Hashmashos, Anu Choshvim Oso Laila. We view ben Hashmashos clapping him as if it's nighttime. So the Eruv was put down during the day, it was eaten at night, and it's good to go. Ulo'oso Sheniach Eruv ben Hashmashos, for the one that you put down the Eruv first during ben Hashmashos, Choshvim Oso Yom. Then we consider the Ben Hashmashos clapping him as if it's day, and we give both of them a kula, and we say both Eruvin will be chal. Aval im Eruv Ola Ben Hashmashos, v'nechal Eruv Ben Hashmashos aser. But if you have both things, number one, the Eruv is put down during Ben Hashmashos, and it was eaten during Ben Hashmashos, then in fact the Eruv is going to be aser, because we can't view the same Zman both as day and as night. So therefore, although when you have two different people and you put one down before, it was eaten during, and one you put down during, we can view a klapi each person in a different status. For one, we can look at the Ben Hashmashos as nighttime. For one, we can look at Ben Hashmashos as daytime. But if it's one Eruv that was both placed and eaten during Ben Hashmashos, so then already we have a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Yud Gimel, Eruv L'Shnayim Hainu, Sheshnayim Asa'uhu Shaliach La'arei Bishvilam, two people made this one person a Shaliach to make an Eruv for them. Sivkotin Yud Dalet Anu Choshvim Ozo L'Laila, for the one that the Eruv was placed during the day, and it was eaten during Ben Hashmashos, with you Ben Hashmashos at night, Ukvar Chal Ha'eruv, and therefore the Eruv was already Chal. Sivkotin Tezvav, Choshvim Ozo Yom, the one we put the Eruv down for during Ben Hashmashos, with you Ben Hashmashos as day, and therefore we view it that he put down the Eruv in the right time. The Afshiho Ish Hazeh Nase Shaliach Be'at Shneihem, and even though this one person became a Shaliach on behalf of two different people. V'sosrin Elu La'elu, and it's Mamish Estira between them, how we're viewing Beit HaShemashos, Mikomokom still, Kevon de Ruvei Chatzeros Milsa de Rabbanan hi, since the whole din of Eruv Chatzeros is only the Rabbanan, Talinan Lukula Lekal Echad Ve'Echad, so we go Lukula for each one, Mishum de Sveika de Rabbanan Lukula, because the rule is always Safek de Rabbanan Lukula. Sivkotan Tezayin, Avalim Eruv, the last point the Mechaber said is if you made an Eruv for one person, and you put it down during Menesh Mashos, and I got eaten during Menesh Mashos, that's in fact going to be Aser, to Kuli Hailo Mekilinan, because so vite, so far, we're not going to go to be lenient, L'chalek Hazma Menesh Mashos Gufa, to divide Menesh Mashos itself, L'ish Echad for one person. The Hainu, that Le'inyan Hanocha Lishavie Kiyom, that we're going to say Lagabe the placement that is considered day, Le'inyan Achila Lishavie Kalaila, and Lagabe the Achila will consider like night. That far, we're not going to do that for one person. We're going to view that same Tkufa, the same Ben Hashmashos, as both day and night. That far, we're not going to do it. In that case, it's going to be Aser. That concludes Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will do Simon Shin Tzadi Dalid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.